where voices of the town.
I'm a simple as me. I'm a first, this is na charge you do to first expression. Then I do live or sing a farm than a bit of mushroom give farm na. Nga disu na zibu kaka ani bom tapchi. Dele turu nga zumbi nga jitan shi na disu ani kaka leni to ay bachin. Yang zaba zama bawa de zio jin towns shi.
Te zumbi dance taru so so ye disu na or is it just you?
Dance wa chisum jang jimu tunda.
Mogi nalo te ngai kaku ke wachin te ngachi transformin ngachi sumbi michi topchi ba 46 batch nale kunde an time na mashi be ba da bum na sha wachin bus na sha wachin program te ni mesin ngai jain ri ki ko na mashi ba so anale nga 46 na chi kabe kon kara da ni bodo na so kokable jim topchi se shuni bi na kai so wachin ngachi analo de kon 46 batch na ngachi ba wang di teni tan na be ba ngachi antisi na lo sa analo da ni bodo lo kon gi special treat be ra be ngachi asa kon ni ma ngachi nga an zum prom tin be da ni zum chi kon gi ma shi ba in is la de ban bin gi nga an ni ma di se ma go de la da ni be ngachi de sun na be shi training be da ti special ro bum da chi kara room na an hostel na ya ni chi ka be ja de ngachi separate be ro ngachi special be ro kon gi toilet da ni so so be na se ni shi be ngachi lan zum treat be si shi ni da an chi ka be da lo ke ba lash do slan ni be na ga so wa chin ta mo la be be da lo ni ma chu yin ti da mo mo da ngas di George is shuni la rozum be da pe sha ma da ma so ani be da lo te de su chi di be ra la na be da lo te da nga chi ra danam George be mi ka de be ma ni so nga chi ge de su na la ni cha shu su be shuni be na ma ni de dan be ni de su na lo da se ba na de da nga chi transform nga chi zum ga ra go kap chi me shuni be nga ge be wa jin de ra de su pe shim de di na lo la ma thup si me pe da se ra min do dan be de ge ga ra go kap tu te da su ngi ani cha ro chi ba moete ana la lishim be be to lup to pani be be shin bi la
ko ta pache de suna zu da lu zimi ani gachi gachi bi zu mu
nga go ta ma di ana zini no sara mi la a chi la le mo
la nga di la
chi la pe te le ana de tir nga ju ni be nga ra ki no sum ta ma bi te le ju
ta ji
ta ji
de later on 46 na di gachi gachi ji
ani nga gi ya head office na joi jobe dilen magi ani ngare issue sulap chibe tenga anjum me matup ka tin da kongi lapte sorry ching nga chi mashi ba in se the next time thing a chi chu na anjum nga dine ma di uga me gam chi ma da ga kashi be na mashi ba de nga neri chi bi na nga miso sura ina se nga kongi ani bi shu ta ko dash se ga de ani be de men chi mu ko kap chi ung ya na dan de ne ma di mashi ba bin di in se ta ni bi nga chi lo ani bi
I think the saddest thing happened to her when she first applied for the DESU, having a female CID, so she got a thum thum chiba mo.
Okay.
Five was a female gay, CID.
So and
still then that to meet with you. Da yanjin haram magui na yanjin shi chi thong bebe an zum ne nga chi clear chi doubt bebe still da tu nga chi ge advocacy se be be chi ro transmen da ani ki banal na san ke ba tu shi
but I think she was literally in the bus so she was like when the bus was about to leave moting janu ba
in the desung ba
in the first
ani complain di nga chi ra bun gre be nu ba de khong ma shi be last na lab da lu goi goi be da di bun chi ki lab de la melo a chi nga di an trans on de mina nga di do be da ma problem mi then ga se da ले कौन से मशीन पे बता यार प्रॉम्प्ट थीनी में मोस्ट से आनी चीज़ पे ना चीज़ हम आपको न्यूज़ कम किचन थी
तो चीज़ लगते बात मो ट्रांस वूमेन दी सुमे ऐसी देख सुना को ना ट्रांस मेन या ये का
ट्रांस मेन जी लोग कौन कंफर्टेबल दो का सोच जिन कौन दी दब फीमेल जाइज भी नहीं लोग कौन बुम ना रह शामिल से दब उस
social media na active the never thing so the tiktok like the example tiktok with the tiktok na the life na jo azum dine okay the life na jo with the lo the le gaslo and the lumi mashite yan shadow view ina the le ani gaslo nga yan mashio ina the context you didn't the questions the same for example che busmo bomo the le the personal ki kolya dinido dazum dip dalu te tanga tanga nga nga ki personal bio chi nga nga ki gazum deal beong la chen titikap thing again the comments the guard ignore beong ignore be tang the various the titikap the look chi look jacks be as arcs be bib dip dalu bera ma zwei mana at tam ni ba chi le tapi dele titinga lam ni lam ni lgbt ki kole hamago ga hamago wa chindi please chachar ga slanga educate pe google browse pe ta zulam ni ga gi dele discrimination di mapalere fees pe me gatina ya social media me the real life ne ga di fees pe me mo ta nga chi for example nga feminine game and no so nga skirt this again top this again the jom and down part of this not part of job at all to start in me this again the bully lap the lu bully da chi face me be the discrimination stigma lo the one this chang chi mom fees pe social media na le fa the instagram the party upload period and a comment this way and some dinitos islam ka anzum kite ka pyo chin de the kondisugi masho chin the the personal na be tax period to be the question ask be tang da and you but so on the kungi the that's root na law chin de da nga chinga chira ge explain bin de ge mood no ngya me ngba de no so da kungi at solution be chin ani ga slanga hey are you boy or a girl just curious some question ask be be chin de law minute I am a gay my sex no sorry I am ga slanga my gender is male and my sexual orientation is gay la da some de legion me law minute the gay la me ga chimo some de chin law minute the same sex yeah the same sex comedy the bus bus kami and some ins the explain be to the question ti thang no jwe the ones mom di thang na so fali root na ax pe the ludi the tam root na ax the ka ge root na ax pe the mi kami na the so the question ax pe thang na jwe the question ax le jum be ax pe wa chen da nga chi ge le jum be ani answer be ong ma the no nga gi dan chi si
so nga gi be wa chen the tiktok live na da tu sanga jude re the mo ani video be da lu mom de mapra negative comments de mapra om me tengai labi titigap de atsi ran tash bibi hai jo me ani nani ats love jo me gachi mo chin de gachi do ni sem gi chara dongam to in de roluki ta bina mapadi ki shtani de mi gi ranji labi mo de han bi da ni life na om bi da chin suga de bi kam bi chen ku shi in de de jimi life na om de ron go no labu no bi ro chin ya anzu mem chu bi da lu ko ai sin shi an du lu anzu bi be ma da sin ai da atara ni bi ko sin ai ta ni bi
anzu comment bi da lu kongi fake account use bomb real account
yeah look fake account me yeah look la me that support ngaji go me ah ignore bhi jada an comment la me badla dalo kam chit me block pe ni demo dan bhi dinga la bhi ah ke shit dinga khun di debra imbe daro so sunali fake so bomb me pate dan bhi di di khun la me dinga chi ki khun ki kam chi am chi la me di rangi legend bhi la bomb di ge che ngaji ki thaba chi hen ki khun ki tha le ani bhi dilen hen ki la dilen viral
do ni ge
tiktok sam chi me mate ni troll accounts so me ba na de there were a few incidents where a bunch of community gave video this aniba they made fun of it but the good thing about them is like when you reach try to reach out to most of them I think they took down the video except for few but much take down me because Google personally just hasung jide chin bob dream and you approach them saying that this video is very insensitive offensive do much community then mo chim up then tasu ko lata they more than happy to take it out lalli ki dia me way but most of them are ready to hear so ani good side che do map at least people are willing to learn but ani tiktok ki life na it's a very difficult place to be meva
shedebra pe
me mashu hira te rani comment be me this the khote sugi account fake ko me if you visit the account version video me to mo and this account is usually made to troll people meva khote sugi the thing for
I normal lesson mo anzu ma be to be like genuine human empathy
and ya lo gam chimo anzu be ani lab go no rangi share be o me bad be dinga chko e gi na anzu lab go no be be mi gani mem chu de doctor de linga chi pe na mashu de lin de ko de le tip za be de ke le yaru ki life and ambition
me the lalugia comment pe ni dovate like same ra lgbt ki members this traffic accounts of it then a life na job to titlam ni mo life to job to oh I wish na chi confident to zumbe ru to be
and
some open up pe gun nui no chi ga chi ga to to tham me and some lab pe de so any advice kazum ngaz me and some lab to the advice ti chungure de jindo ma ki shi shi ji pe ya
it's not my first time moving out of my country, so I think navigating a new context as a queer person brings up more anxieties and preoccupations than if you were just to move away. So navigating spaces is a process, I would say. So when you reach a new context, you have to be aware, like find that balance between self-expression and safety, because it's a new...
You never know, right?
And you might even like do some research beforehand to mm-hmm. kind of like gauge what the religious and political like climate in that country mm-hmm. is. So there's always that extra step that comes in into the process. And then when you arrive, one of the interesting things I found is like navigating the closet, like that conversation comes up all over again. Because you're a new person in a new context, in a new community. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So you get to choose whether or not you want to come out again, or like, you have to think about it again. True, yeah. Even if it wasn't traumatic in the first place, even if it was, mm-hmm. like, you do have to like sit with yourself and be like, how do I want to go about it? Do I want to mm-hmm. like be fully out if I am not? Mm-hmm. Do I want to not and try and like explore another part of myself? Mm-hmm. And I think that can be truly freeing for some people, mm-hmm. especially those that are closeted back home, when you're mm-hmm. in a place where you don't, no one knows you, you don't know no one, and you're away from those people that you might care what they think about mm-hmm. It can be really freeing to like take that space to explore it, mm-hmm. And be like, okay, no, I'm queer now, and I can like be here in a completely new context and see what that means for me. Or it can be the opposite, and as it was for me, like my coming out was very organic, so I never really had to go through that process, so it became a little annoying or teasing to even have to think about it mm-hmm. and like have to say it or not say it and kind mm-hmm. of navigate around it. Mm-hmm. So again, it's a new community, and I think because of the scale of the country, or just like the size of the population, as we always say, it's a small world, or smaller than the one that I'm used to. Mm-hmm. So I've been more involved in the conversation and admit like projects and initiatives of the community here that I've ever been anywhere else. And it might feel that way just because of the smaller mm-hmm. Population. Mm-hmm. Because outside, you're a queer person and you can be openly out of the closet and engaging in events and things, but not necessarily, you don't feel like you have that much of a say, or like your opinion is like as impactful as I feel it is here. Mm-hmm. Something also super interesting is navigating like gender roles and scripts in mm-hmm. a new culture, in a new context, because they're not the same everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I think they are similar between home, which is Colombia, or with the place that I've spent the most of my life. Mm-hmm. But like passing is not universal. And especially here, after I decided to like bust off my head, mm-hmm. which I haven't mm-hmm. done before. Mm-hmm. Like, so before I could pass, you know, no one would question it, and it would just be something about me that I would eventually share, or like uh-huh. you would find out. But like here, it was an indicator or something that people get to like pick up on and assume.
And
I've never really faced that before. Uh-huh. So that was really interesting to see how, also just girls in general, I find them like how people express their gender as female here is very feminine, like way more feminine than anywhere else. Mm-hmm. So like elsewhere, I wouldn't be considered like tomboyish or non-feminine at all. But like here
you are.
I am.
Oh,
you know, like just because uh-huh. girls are much more like stereotypically feminine.
Oh my God. Okay. Interesting.
But I found myself like seeing that contrast and just thinking
about
it.
But were you doing it in like an offensive way or just like
curious? No, not at all. I think it's just how it is. So like if you go into a bar and see girls, they're like always mm-hmm. with heels and like cute tops and very like uh-huh. feminine presenting and feminine, like they behave very delicately sometimes. And of course this is a generalization.
You make us sound so cute.
uh-huh. But yeah, it's something that I realized mm-hmm. myself of being like, okay, maybe I'm not as, or like, just know, just like consider the spectrum of things and mm-hmm. be aware of that and mm-hmm. how I present and how I'm perceived more than how I present.
Gender roles, I think, especially in schools, we were taught like, it was very normal here to have a separate idea of what a girl child should do and what a boy child should do, and that came from home. It didn't even start from school. You just, I don't know, the parenting style, your families around you, I guess, I don't know. You were just, no one really taught you like this is how it should be. It was just this idea that girls should be more shy, more delicate, more nurturing, whereas boys can go, you know, play in the fields, be naughty, tear their clothes, and no one will question you. But like, if a girl does that, like, you come home with your torn pants because you were playing football, they're like, no, bungi and zumbeni, meos, no, but parentski. If you keep our nails dirty, it's like, no, that's dirty. A female shouldn't be dirty, whereas a boy can afford to be dirty. There was something always like that, like, growing up as a child. And I think slowly this translated into our educational life. When we started our elementary school, primary school, it became like the ambition that girls aspire to and boys aspire to. We're also different. Girls would want to be teachers, nurses, whereas boys would want to be doctors, engineers.
Right.
And it shouldn't have been like that, no? But like anytime I remember like class nalo, the teachers would be like, so what's your ambition? And then everyone would like, you know, stand up and be like, I'm Tashi Balan, I want to be a teacher. I didn't actually want to be a teacher. I just, you know, my mom's a teacher. And then I thought that this teacher role was more associated with females. So it just naturally became that way. I don't think it is like that anymore. Like when we talk to youth, it's a lot more diversified, and they know that like girls can become doctors too, and boys can become nurses too. So that has changed, which is good, but in the past that was there. And then also the dress code, you know, the way people even clothes have genders, that is so interesting. You never think of that, no, like pants are for boys, big shirts are for boys, girls will wear like tight pants, leggings or dresses, and that is what that defines who you are. The way we give power to clothes, to colors, all these are differentiated into gender. I find that very interesting right now, but like as a child you'd not think about it, no? And it shouldn't have been that way. Like when I think about my elementary days right now, we were always familiar with what is a boy, what is a girl. But then there were people who were like, you know, if I say now, like who were gender non-binary, who were like trans, who were, as you said earlier, tomboys, labeled as tomboys, but we never really, I don't know, considered that they would need something, you know, a different requirement. They would have like different requirements, they would have different experiences from what we experienced. So we were always, that majority, the dialogue, not a joke, but more male, the female, damn important, is it so that I'm going to be. So I think what happened, like, unfortunately, tragically, actually, was that even when we grow up and when we go into our jobs, when we go get services from the hospitals, maybe even police stations, or if you have to go to seek help from Renew or agents like Renew or NCWC, we never thought of the repercussion that you know, defining society solely based on girls and boys, men and women, female and male, the kind of repercussions it would have. And these all started from very young age, like gender roles, and like how like it was divided into us, internalized. We never thought of it, and when we were questioned, we were like, our whole world is shaken, and we were like, what? So right now I think the fact that we're, especially Queer Voices of Bhutan and these kind of platforms, that we're getting a chance to speak about it, and you know, getting a chance to learn, unlearn things. Unlearning is so difficult, so unlearning and learning. So I think, yeah, that's been an interesting observation and experience.
For us also, for the community, I think, when you talk about gender roles, I mean, that was one of the biggest obstacles that we have to face as someone, I think, who has visibly passed as a boy child and during my young age, I mean, and here I was in terms of my gender expression, which is very feminine according to our culture and context. So it was very difficult for me to just to think that where do I fit in, because whenever there was a conversation about, let's say, about gender or anything regarding to the majority, I think I always felt that I felt left out, because There was nobody or no one who could understand me. On top of that, I mean, when you stick out in that way, I think, and like Tashi has already said, that this concept of gender, what is masculine, what is femininity, who should, what should, what is the characteristic or a behavior of a boy or girl, I think is already embedded in the majority of the student in the school. So them, I think, them thinking about you as an abnormal entity, I think, and teasing and bullying you. So in a way, I think this stereotypical notion about what gender roles should be does affect all of us, including the queer community. And for us, I think it was more of an alienation, because whatever we were seeing around us on television, in our homes, and whatever we were like expressing or feeling did not match. And towards the point that we feel especially me, I started to believe that I was abnormal. And I think no matter how much I try hard to fit in, I'm not able to fit in, because
that space was never created.
And like, I cannot be like the majority of them. I mean, like, I cannot be a boy who loves to play football here and all that, that thing. So that the set of things that you have to achieve to pass off or like be accepted as a boy child in society.
Even that, no, the way we deal with emotions, even that is
gendered.
Rules by our gender norms and expectations. Like girls, for girls, it's okay for us to like ding 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 and captain day and baby muta, no one will see anything. But poor boys,
they can't.
Like the moment they cry, they're like, oh my god, don't act like girls. That's so sad. No, so like if we talk about domestic violence or like, you know, intimate partner violence, a guy being emotionally, mentally, physically abused by their female partners, or maybe by their male partners also, how do they seek help if the society is gonna shun them? There's been a lot of cases, no, like help seek bojo dalia, which the busmete kada bimis lape, and then they're literally laughing on your face, and someone has taken this, you know, this it's a brave step, no, to go forward and ask for help, and then you get laughed at, and you're like, okay. Shut down.
And I think we also see the same manifestation in the transgender women community as well, where they think there is a their right of passage to get beaten and abused by their intimate partners.
Oh my god.
Because they think that that's what women goes through, so they feel that it is a gratifying or like
it's affirming.
That makes me a
affirming
woman.
I think affirming action for or a right of passage for them. So
I hope it's not like that for everyone. No, I didn't know that. No. That's like, that's even more dangerous. That's like normalizing that female, just because you identify as a female, as like a victim of abuse below step. Oh my god, that's so sad.
And it also goes the flip side, right? So like,
the male
transgender males,
oh my god,
start adopting this stereotypical attitude toward women. Yeah.
Mitsi da mom gira da intersex la missing ajilu the intersex kina bewa chin da chin ni chara mai se dile yala ma chin di apple millimeter me se and zum da chiga de bajin na na se ngache millimeter se kun chiga de ni dewa tami me and zum mitsi lash om is still
then ka to because it's dangerous chule
and zum mega se ani bitu me ba tenga gi dinga ra shi chi ton tenga di trans ni ma pa ini di ke wake up se di bus be di bichu tenga gi same da bichu di gara bum bichu nga bum min se no me chingi di zum mano tenga chi charo ye yi lap chi mo be mi di di chora chi pe nga chi no sam ta ngola bi da chu gi na ga di tin di bu nga ila mi shi da ni to ga ra nga chi ra equal mo nga chi ra jo mi wan chi mi di gender equality di same bre no sam ta ngola nga gi shi chi bi nga yani bra la bi still mi su gani la mi di a zai do be
and the wrong interpretation made like and that's dangerous
ani chi ke ani nga chi ge lap su ba chi na ni chi gi chi mo nga chi ne bi bi ji ni ro ong gu no di bi re te ong mi su bi da se bi ran mi men ta ni de
I think the one miss that I want to pose is like, since we wanted to let's talk about young teenager or children in school, I mean, who is being bullied by both their peers and teacher, thinking that like by bullying them, he or she or they might become normal or turn out normal, by just constantly reminding them that, okay, what the way you're walking, the way you're speaking, the way you're expressing is totally against the gender norm. So you should be thankful towards us that we are constantly there to remind you and correct you. And that also happened with me when I was in school, where like the boys in my class used to always, I think, teach me how to be a man or masculine, the way I was supposed to walk and all that. Of course, I think it's still happening in our schools, even in to a certain extent in our colleges as well.
Mm.
We're still, I think, we follow strict gender norms. And once, if somebody doesn't, if somebody doesn't fit in there, then I think, be it the educator themselves or the peers around them,
mm-hmm.
are on a mission to correct them
mm.
and bring them mm. to the right path of, and by making them, I think, the stereotypical version of the gender and the sex they are born with. So this is still happening. I mean, I'm not saying because us, we stay in urban centers, so we come across this very, very empathetic teacher for willing to go the extra mile,
yeah.
educator for willing to go extra mile to understand their students and all that. But that's not the same case the moment we step outside the temple. I mean,
that's true.
We have our friends as young
mm-mm.
as like in their single digit years or mm-hmm. in their teenager who are still bullied by their peers, and of course their teachers tend to be perpetrated as well in most of the times.
And sometimes even families. Mm. Huh?
And they think it's a lifestyle choice. I mean, it is not lifestyle choice. No, I think you're born with it. Like, it is a very natural process. Mm. I mean, what is unnatural in this process is the constant bullying and the savior mindset people bring in, not saying that like, I have to like,
correct. This is me helping.
I have to correct mm. this person, or I have to like bring this person into the right path according to what is the norm of the society. So
mm-mm.
so this is still happening. I mean, I think almost all of us are at the, in this table are product of the stigma, the bullying and discrimination that we experience in the education setting.
Mm-mm.
But we can, right now we can still say that there are many, many students, the young children or young people in our country who are still going through what we have went through.
The changes that came out halam tusla ni bina gaiso jini ni ma ngagi na biu da di da nga class 9 half lita ma chubat anali drop biu da lu still ngagi da family dro di ra di bat mo di ngagi anali bai bai da nga di bai dro di ma di bai di nga ra da apkam kam chitu nga chitun transform niso omi du mo anzu ki deli nisino di nga ra gira ani bai taji di nga mi jena social media na di da ni bai biu da ni ma di nga family di ngagi ex ma bai agent chiti da anali nga dra di li lok di bai shay sam school na time na ani bai kangi na mi sati ngagi time na di same ngagi charu chue kam ti chue ani bera happen be no ngazum bera da anzum be be odar lo da tu gi ni ma ngagi kangin he zum da da tu gi hep da lo khebe de hangum ji joni zum ni ga zo chin da ngagi gi charu transform ni lo stream be da tu tim chue te ngagi gi advocate be anzum be be da still wo consulate da kira ki da bumi zo ji bum bera ni allot be is ni me school na be wa ji ngagi time na be chin inchi minchi da ngagi kira ki ni se ga de bilam ni mo ni ma ngagi ra nga anzum da ngagi da gender ngagi ani sexual orientation ma shimo question period bi deme ba de then nga gi bi de na transform ani bi de bi da la ma so she that time nga time na de ma pra ha ma go de ba khon so de teacher bi ru charo bi ru family bi rani bi de da na le de da tu gi bi o ta kha ba de changes la she du sla ni bi nga gi so a jin the main de da mi gi ya lu gi de ma pra ha ma go de ni me de ya lu gi de she chi thon chi ra bi me de me ra du mo ti su de ga shi na mi da main de nga chi gi advocate be bo mi de kha che es la bi nga gi yo chin so trans bro de being as da nga chi ra self stigma bi de ni member nga chi ra gi full confident bi da ani da la ma su de be ru cha ro chi si da nga chi kam ji nga an sum chi kang il chi thei mi la be ani la su be wa chin de nga chi mi gi nga chi lo support mi be si de member ba de as a trans woman be shim de same hong gi yang da ne ma gi be wa chin de ne ma gi da cha ka lo poli mol sa ani de ka mo ni me ba de mo ani be be da nam sa mi mo cha ya za be de me ba de da tu be wa chin de da ka chi la ku ru min de ba de da de no ani as tu ba de cha ka sa de jin an sum ma la me sa an sum chi la ba de ne ma di zi za same shi an sum mo de me ba da hong gi da ha ma wa se chi de nga ji advocate ji be go ji ge be go ji do ba dan bu da lo the changes the ke ba halam ne ma da chip da da do be da ju nu slan be ga ji the school na the ga be re do na ki ra ki go nu be shik da re be she da update be su be ne ma gi ga ji ge ta nai mi ga be shi ta ma su mi the ro be shi ta su mi din ro na de mi su be ro ge ra outside na le ba ju shi mi na still da do ro ani be de Dan be the look have the change halam ju, dan be the island the same guys let me go search in the upcoming trans women so chi chi da debi ma de islam be mo, dan a libigi bully be on the string bully sign member, rangiratza gendi, dan anzum de be watching, Taroshimi come to the more trans women, answer it in the pitch tin to pay, dan a romigi the lamigi, mapre de bremiment raji, dan be the ran same machine, same ting debi debi, the bishop is update beta, the ranga imidi, ru lamigi in a rangi shibu. Rangilape, Tangan to transformity, negative Zimadas, one to make regulation be shake laps over Miguel Hago Silva, that a sheet of Jibaki to the Tangachicho in the Moody to the Rain Ranchin. I bear to change the Halam to Slandy be the name of the chip today.
I think one of the beautiful coincidences was Tsinga Uginchika Dana Vera, she also came out in money to the public and at the same event, so Tsinga Tigazumomida. Kodamba mo chi kodamba with him be ombe and transmit easy. Mangu, mangu, me mangu with him over. Sunny baby did that one cabot so mega chibi.
Cabot it do. Pinch a brick and him a day, the solo. The two on the public don't cut in and the bill at the pinch at the suge and the let name. Then a rupum is run with you.
Iban da gajlo da ngai te kai pade ni madi kunzunga lo aja ani aja sboma aja akuse da todi kona chigi chila pe da aja ani akuse tenjo de bero ai mala mala bro ani ani la asna da de ani be hasto ba di school na hebde te da so chigi kol lam do ba de kunzugi an dum bebe da di ni madi chita di da fa ngachi da kungi ich bishi bis nu an sugi ni madi laung te ngachi le aja chaka an dum be an dum da di ni na be on ajo
da di amma laung alu
da di aja mal bis da di halam chishi bis
nu on da ni gislaung mu di tang na kisi kisi la bidi
ni chu mu de
mo ya ni gislaung ga school na jobdo kirki bi jongo te She was the youngest mo. She was the youngest eva. The mo kira disu ki pe jomot mo school disu na.
School ge allow.
School ge allow.
Oh, that's nice. But I think this is because
it's happening. I think
it's because there's platforms like this, people like you, like bringing this dialogue forward. Otherwise, I don't think this change just happened one night. No, some everyone woke up and then we were like, okay, I think time to change our mindsets. Love it all.
But that's
a slow process, to mumpa.
But that's happening on a very individual basis, remember? And it depends on that person. So the beauty about that is like it shows there's an acceptance of the community and whatever work we are trying to do, the visibility we create is getting to. But the danger is that moment that that person is not in that position, then again, we're back to square one and we have to start with a scratch. So who knows if, example, the current school principal has accepted her to dress in Kira and continue education. But if the principal changes, if the next principal is not as accepting as him or her, then again, there's nothing. So
they should
we really feel that. I think at the end of the day, I mean, of course, like as a country, this individual initiative is very, 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 I think, heartwarming. And it's a very beautiful, I think, practice that we're doing. But at the same time, I think, in order to ensure that there's equality for all of other who also wants to be treated equally and same, I think we need a much stronger policy intervention, I think.
School is not the pie if it's like in there's a handbook that, you know, people can be allowed to wear whatever they want, express themselves however they want. So.
And eventually, like, systemic transformations, with what you, like, mentioned, like, most of these things we learn when we were very young. And, like, it keeps being enforced, like, subconsciously through education, through family, etc. So that's a good component of just, like, for example, curriculum development and just gender inclusion, introducing these terms at an early age and, like, in spaces like this that have a big impact in our lives and how we behave and understand things eventually.
Also, I've initially, I think, has been associated with women from the very beginning itself, I think towards the end of 2014. So in that short process, in short duration, I think we have made a significant progress in terms of visibility.
Yes,
because
yes.
If you go back to the year before 2014, I think there were no visible presence of the community. And of course, it's not the community that exists. But there's no visibility at all for the community, the authentic visibility.
And representation also, yeah.
But I think still, I think after the repeal of, the historic repeal of Section 213-14 amendment and repeal, still I think we have a long way to go in terms of advocacy. Because in a way, I mean, we thought that I think with the very big policy change, I think we made an assumption that the whole country, the rest of the population will be aware about the community and the stigma and discrimination which arise out of ignorance, I think, would also go away with it. But that's not the case. Still, I think there's lots of stigma and ignorance towards the community, I mean. So in a way, I think we feel that we should prioritize advocacy for now. I mean, advocacy not only for the community, within the community, in terms of the sexual health and various other things, but in terms of the general awareness among for the mass population, which includes policymakers and everyone, I think educator and all that. And we have to continue to continue our advocacy effort, be it through the online means or even the age-old practice of doing it face-to-face. I think we shouldn't stop and continue the advocacy effort that I think for past few years due to COVID-19 and of course lack of funding in this space, I think we're not able to do it properly. And in order for the movement to sustain in the longer run, I mean, and I think we have to work on the spirit of collaboration. I mean, people assume that the LGBT or the queer issue is a very isolated issue. And they don't think that other relevant agencies or partners or stakeholders, they don't think that whatever issues that we're experiencing it's not their area of work, or I think it doesn't, it's not relevant to them. But in a way, I mean, whatever we are talking about, be it gender, be it equality, or as simple as we're talking about education and employment. So in a way, I mean, whatever the issues that is experienced by the community, I think it is relevant to all the stakeholders, both CSOs and the government entities in the country. Yes. And in a way, I mean, if we want the movement to sustain, and if not, I think excel as well, I think we need to build this spirit of collaboration. And on top of that, I think having this understanding that the queer issue is not an isolated issue, I think.
Yes.
These issues affect every one of us, I mean. So if I have to give a classic example, I mean, when we were doing an advocacy session with a very important person, the important person came after the advocacy, the important person came up to us saying that, oh, we support you, you people, and they in a way,
the elevation all over again.
Yeah,
and
it's like segregating
your community, yours, and your, and in back of my head, I thought that I think you're going to be a parent soon, or you might have a relative,
yes,
or someone that you know who might even belong to the community. So in the back of my head, I was just debating that this is not our issue. I mean, it has already been your issue as well. I mean,
exactly.
Maybe your son or daughter who might identify from the queer spectrum, or maybe your relative or a friend who might come out as a queer person, then how are we going to how are we going to react to it?
Right.
Because as of now, the things that the notion you're giving us is that it's our issue, not his issue, but it's our issue.
Yeah.
So in a way, he was saying that. So we have to get rid of that idea.
Yes.
I mean.
Yeah.
And whenever I do advocacy, I always tell that it's not our issue; it's everyone's issue.
Yes.
Yeah. And citing that same reason I've given before, I mean. So in a way, I mean, for us, I think one of the major thing that we have to focus right now on is on advocacy, and there's also other various areas such as maybe we can talk about legal gender recognition, we can talk about access to education, even to about health, and there's so many other issues that need to be addressed. Just because of the repeal, I think again people tend to assume that every problem of ours is solved.
Well, it's a baby step.
it's just a tip of the iceberg we're able to conquer. I mean, there's whole iceberg beneath, which is not visible, and that is and that is in a way we can compare to the issues that queer community is experiencing. And hopefully, I think with few upcoming intervention, I think we might be able to make some few strides here and there. But we're hoping for the best. Mm-hmm. And I think we really need to nurture, I think, the spirit of collaboration, which is quite lacking in our society and in our workspace as well.
This is like a genuine request to our whole society, especially the Jilap to Sumbe. We were discussing TikTok in the comments. Please be mindful with your words, with your choice of words, with how you approach other people. Like, Momolaji shouldn't even be a discussion, or people shouldn't have to go out there and be like, please, you know, use kind words. It's so sad, no, that we have to do that. And human decency, that basic human decency should be there, that understanding that, you know, weren't we brought up with that idea that 중국 아니라 로도 리심 배고메 로도 리심 배고메? But how is it like sometimes like on social media, you go completely against that value? So I'd be like, I would urge people to be kind to others, please.
지나진 수도 아닌 지기
납자치로
납자치. 나 제가 민주주의 베루라 치갈레모 나 제가 민주주의 자로비 아닌 노사입니다.
No rangi yanzu fazla ka neme bacin de bunga chimi gi be migri be masu ko chim no an de ko be de yanza wo sa bacin hengir turu an de matra an de jo bunga chi ma wo sa dra dip ni de wo sa ma de rangi ka chi ju du be mi de dong ka te ma chin an ta bis
something I could say would probably just take your time. I think it's a process for us all, and it is valuable and completely okay to just navigate your own identity on your own with people, seeking support alone through online resources or through in-person resources, but just always allow yourself that flexibility and that space to both can't like not cope with it, but like get familiar with it yourself to then be able to reach further people and educate others that might be curious and willing to learn something from you.
Dangagi biwachin da ngachira upcoming da kwe kimo ngachira nashi da trans biruda da ngachira gi ngachira dan biruda da khonsugi disichi mewa mini disichi da gachira biru michi honi da Michi only chuni tachi only things left to me. So Rangachi, this chunguchi, Rang damo, Rugi Pumi Santa, Vedan, Saint Mashua, the Kate, Dada, the Rugi, Rugi left the Pira, Rang, Tism, Saint Mashua, Saint Gingivite, the Mi Bomb, Lishim Dana, Slammy being like Biojinta, Machiro, the Nimakochi of Dingis Hanmo, the Angulu, the Tusis in our same Gingivite, Rang, La and Gachlo, Zobna member Lishim Nakaja, Yalugi, same Shilo, Tamkutu, drugs, Lanin Tami, Omega, Achinajin, Azum de Madas. Dera, same dira dingy day, the Jojilum's regime, Natapi, or Jinting, I give you a chinty, Pitsoops and Omega's virgin, the two Kara Dibera, the Granji, Metamorangi Jota Tinmindo, the Jota Mibisura, the Ranji Bishim, the day, Migidi, no, the Katani dance, Ranji, the Bimima, Dan Bindi, the upcoming transforms Kara, the Visitro, the same dingy way, the Jojilum's regime, Biggie, the Natapi, or Jirangai, Rangi Domi, watching Slam Bini.
Tangai teka mewujinde, okay. Lokte comment kena cuci togus, comment kena cipta lo. Acho or ajim, okay. Musofta ni, alu cungku disuhi ajim suis pilih betengal dulu. Address pilih gitu le. Sam total fine with it, tapi deh, deh. Ajim or acho, ngah kisalonga open up begunui debata ngah ready meal. Tangai kaya first kacau lo ajin, tapi open up ini kira ready meal ajin. Take your time, but. Ani kesalang aja open a biniki right time di mapelir rumate, no? Tangam cina confident, tangam cina family lab sup lau aja. Anak anak cam cju open a bi, don't pressure yourself. Emgus, dale kesalangga be yourself. Thank you.
My advice to the younger generation or the upcoming generation would be that we live in a very interesting and very beautiful time right now. I mean, so in a way, I think with the world opening up. Especially for the upcoming and younger generations, so we see a lot of, I think, empathy from them, and especially this understanding about being different is quite unique. And at the end of the day, it's what makes us, I think, who we are. At the end of the day, So we have seen that, I mean, and especially in terms of that empathy, I think this generation is much better, I think, because of exposure the generation, the younger people have due to internet and the world opening up. So I do have a very high hope for them, I think. And I also have this, I think, as hope that I think it's going to get better, I think. Mm-hmm. It's not going to go worse, yeah. I mean. So with that hope, I think I wanted to say that I think keep on the good work. Mm-hmm. And we can clearly, I think, we appreciate whatever the young people, I think, their willingness to learn, yes. The willingness to adapt, the willingness to be kind to each other, I think, that's quite beautiful.